You're listening to SBS News.
Walking out of a Manhattan courthouse into a crowd of reporters, Republican Congressman Chris Collins dodged the cameras after being charged with insider trading and lying to the FBI.
Chris, what would you say to the people of Western New York?
Any comments
on that? Do you intend to run for re-election?
Which colors do you like
talking
about?
Any comment at all?
What were you talking about with your son?
In the spotlight is Mr. Collins' behaviour while sitting on the board of a small Australian biotech company, Innate Immunotherapeutics. Prosecutors allege last year's congressional picnic at the White House was the scene of the crime. It was there Mr. Collins received a confidential email from Innate's CEO, bearing the bad news that a crucial clinical trial of a drug had failed. The indictment states Mr. Collins phoned his son, who owned stocks in the business, and that his son passed on that information. Lawyer Jeffrey Berman explains what happened next.
His son Cameron sold. Cameron's fiance sold. The father of the fiance, Zarsky, sold. Mr. Zarsky's wife sold. Other friends and relatives sold.
Mr. Collins didn't trade his own stock, but friends and family avoided more than $1 million in losses when Innate's share price plunged. The 68-year-old congressman says the charges are meritless and he'll still be on the ballot in November's midterm elections.
And I will mount a vigorous defense in court to clear my name. I look forward to being fully vindicated and exonerated, ending any and all questions relating to my affiliation with Innate.
The company is no stranger to influential investors in Washington. Former Health Secretary Tom Price was questioned last year over his purchase of Innate stock. The Wall Street Journal reported Mr. Price and other senior Republicans received a personal invitation from Mr. Collins to buy the stock at a discounted rate. Mr. Collins stepped down as director of Innate in May, but remains the company's second biggest shareholder. Innate executives have released a statement saying the company has cooperated fully with requests for information and it considers the ongoing investigation to be a private matter to Mr. Collins. The New York congressman was the first to endorse Donald Trump's presidential campaign, in which he pledged to clean up Washington. Democrats say on that front, the president is all talk and no action. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.